Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh Elohim. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and earth and sea and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And this is nothing but the truth. And let me say shalom to all of our family and listeners via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. But we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And we'd like to apologize for our tardiness. We had some technical issues, but praise the mighty Yah that we were able to get this program out to you this evening. And what we will be discussing this evening is what have been discussed all week long. And the approach of this particular scripture has been beautiful, has been magnificent. And what's magnificent about it is one verse. One chapter in Psalms can inspire so many different understandings and perspectives of the word of the Most High, and it all be in harmonious with one another. That's how great the works of the Most High is. That's how great the words of the Most High are. And the Psalms are so beautiful, and the Psalm is so lovely, that we have to go over it once again. In the book of Psalms, the 133rd division. In Psalms 133, it reads, "Behold, how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." So the reason why we want to come together, the reason why we want to be gathered, the reason why we want to be united is so that Yahweh can command his blessings, even life, forevermore. Now, who in their right mind would not want this? Who in their right mind would deny this blessing? You would have to be outside of your character. You would have to be thinking with your heart. You would have to be uttering words of perverseness if you don't want to see this vision for not just yourself, but for your people. Because Yahweh said this is not only a good thing, but this is pleasant. This is peace. And how in the world can Israel gather themselves together in pleasantness and in goodness? Well, the only thing that's preventing this, the only thing that will be keeping this from happening, it would have to be pride. And I know there's a lot of us that would say, well, no, it's not pride. It's this, that, and the third. No, it's not pride. It's this, that, and the fourth. But in actuality, you have to put your own personal points of view aside. We have to put away our stubbornness to the side. We have to put away our pride and our ego to the side and start focusing on what's most important. And that's one of the things that I love about Yahweh, is that Yahweh always trying to seek the end of the matter. It may begin rough. It may begin dark. It may be very vividly oppressive. But how does it end? And that's what Yahweh is seeing, the end of the matter. And Yahweh said, for us to gather ourselves, it's good and pleasant. I know it's going, the bones going to rub together, and it's going to be some soreness. It's going to be some aches and pains. It's going to be some bruises. It's going to be some discomfort. But Yahweh said, at the end of the day, how good and how pleasant is it to dwell together in unity? And unity is not just having everybody under one roof, sitting in one room. That's just one form of unity. If you want true unity, we got to be on one accord. And that one accord is that Yahweh is Elohim. Because if we don't have that in our hearts, if we don't have that in our minds, if that's not in the forefront of every move that we make and every action that we take, then obviously we're not celebrating in the goodness of dwelling together in unity, in true unity. And this is what Yahweh brought to the forefront as a testimony. If you turn with me to your books, to the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. And in the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 18th verse. In 1 Kings 18, in verse 18, it reads, "And he answered," and this is the prophet Elijah speaking, He says that he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, that you have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh, and you will follow after Balaam. Now therefore, send and gather to me all of Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of this idol, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And you see, when you're trying to gather yourselves together, the closer you get to the Most High, this may be the plight. This is the plight that a lot of us face, because there's going to be more that's standing against you than those that are standing with you. But you have to be strong, and you have to be courageous. And you have to know that at the end of the day, Yahweh is with you if you be with him. So it don't matter how many people that's saying you dead wrong. It doesn't matter how many people saying, man, your efforts are going to be for nothing. It doesn't matter how many people say, man, Yahweh not recognizing that. You have to do what Yah have commissioned you to do and fight that fight. And this testimony is exactly what this messenger of Yah did. And in verse 21, it says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be Elohim, then follow him. But if this idol be Elohim, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And this is the plight that we're going through today. Why is it so much of a problem having this unity? If Yahweh is Elohim, Yahweh is Elohim. But if you got another Elohim, if you found another Elohim, if you serve another Elohim, or you trying to be an Elohim to the people, and you can prove your works, you can prove yourself, then bring your best evidence to the forefront. Because at the end of the day, we must have unity. At the end of the day, we must be in harmony. At the end of the day, we must be one. And this has to come to a conclusion. And this is what the messenger of Yah was asking. This is what Elijah was asking. He said, why halt ye between two opinions? And one of the defining words of opinion means to divide. So just the fact that you think differently than how I think, it's going to automatically be division. You're going to think that you on a higher level. You may think that I'm on a lower level. You may think that you far advanced, or you may think I'm far behind, and vice versa. So why halt between two opinions? Because obviously this is what's keeping us from uniting. This is one of the tools that's being used to keep us from uniting. It's too many opinions. It's too many. That's how you see it, but I see it different. That's the way you read it, but I read it different. See, I read in Hebrew. See, I read in this, and I read out of this book. But yeah, we could all come to the same conclusion that we serve the same Elohim. Well, if we all serving the same Elohim, why are we halting between two opinions? It makes absolutely no sense. And it doesn't make any sense to the testimonies in the scriptures. If you turn with me to your books, to Amos, the third chapter. And in the book of Amos, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Amos 3, verse 1, it reads, hear the words that Yahweh have spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which he brought up from the land of Egypt. So Yahweh is giving counsel to the whole nation. So you may be sitting there saying, well, he's not talking to me. I got myself together. He's not speaking with me. I got it all together. Well, Yahweh speaking to the entire nation. And Yahweh has a couple of questions. No, Yahweh has a statement, and then he has a question. Yahweh said, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, will I punish you for all of your iniquities. See, the only one that can punish us for all of our iniquities is Yahweh. I know we think that it's in our power to condemn one another, to shun one another, to smite one another, to talebear. But Yahweh said he's the only one that will punish us for all of our iniquities. So what's the bickering about? What's the arguing about? What's the fussing and the complaining? Why halt ye between two opinions? Because obviously this is what's keeping us from having that good and pleasant unity. And then Yahweh asks a question in verse 3. He says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Yeah, we got to be agreed on this. We got to be agreed. You can't say, man, Yahweh is Elohim and Yahweh is the only one. But you got two different testimonies. You got three or four different statues. You got two different commandments you're going by. You serving the Father, you serving the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, this is not, this is the opposite of unity. This is what's dividing. This is what divides. See, people like to think that the word of Yahweh is divisive. That's why certain people don't like to gather. Because they say, man, all y'all going to talk about is the calendar. All y'all want to talk about is day and night. All y'all want to talk about is who's the only son of Yahweh. Those subjects are divisive. But Yahweh say, how good and how pleasant is it to dwell together in unity? You wouldn't want to sacrifice a little discomfort for the sake of serving Yah? Have a little bit of discomfort for the sake of confirming the words of Yahweh and be able to dwell in unity with your brother, so that Yahweh could command the blessings of life upon you and your people? This is why I say, how can two walk together except they be agreed? How are we going to be agreed? How are we going to walk successfully together if we're not agreed? Now, some people that say you can do it, and some people that say we are doing it, but I can guarantee you there's no unity in what you're doing. Just because you're doing it together, that don't mean you're united. Just because you're in the same room together, that doesn't mean that you're united. You know you're united in your actions. You'll know you're united in your ways. Because we're going to all do, no matter what you believe. You can say, I believe a day begins in the evening. You can say, I believe that there's 29 or 30 days in the month. You can say, man, I believe that this 400-year captivity is this captivity that we're in today. Or you can say, I don't believe it's the captivity that we're in today. It's going to be one thing that's going to show if you're trying to be united. And that's if we're doing the same thing, and that's seeking the word of Yahweh. And that's something people don't want to do. They don't want to seek the word of Yah, because they don't really want the reproof. They don't want to be proven wrong. They don't want to be proven that they've been added to and diminishing from the law. They don't want to see it. So they just say, well, it's just the way that you read it. It's the way that you interpret it. It's the your understanding that's separating, but not the words of Yah. Well, the barometer has to be the word of Yah, because it's the word of Yah that would divide. It's the word of Yahweh that would bring together. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, I'm going to read the very first verse. And it reads, if there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And that's what we got to do. Who has wisdom understanding and knowledge of Yahweh's words? Who has wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Yahweh's law? Obviously, this is something that you just can't randomly get. Plus, anybody would have it. But if you see the spirit of wisdom upon a man, if you see the spirit of understanding upon a man, if you see the spirit of knowledge upon a man, then you have to go and seek counsel. Because obviously Yahweh is working with them. But if you got pride, if you have arrogancy, if you have division, if you are halted between two opinions, you will never seek it. Because you're going to say, well, we can have counsel, but it don't got to be him. We can have counsel, but I don't want to sit in front of her. Man, we could get together, but I don't want to be in that building. Man, we could get together, but I don't want to sit in those seats. Well, why not? Don't you want the judgment from Yahweh? If you're doing wrong, don't you want to know if you're doing wrong? Out all on social media today, all out in the world today, people to sit there and say, man, them cats over there, they teaching everything wrong. Well, if you think that, and they speaking this as if it's factual, well, if you think that, or if you know that, then why wouldn't you help your brother? Why are you trying to talk about them on social media? Why are you trying to slander them? Why are you trying to call them out of their names? Why don't you say, yeah, we're going to gather with you because we see you going down the wrong path. We're going to gather with you because we see you going the wrong way. You won't see that happening because they won't step up because they don't want the judgment of Yahweh upon them. Because they don't want to see, well, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm incorrect? See, at the end of the day, whatever we believe, we stand in front of these cameras and in front of these microphones, and we express it boldly. Because we can show you in scriptures what Yahweh has said. Now, these are the judgments of Yah. Now, if we wrong or we say something in error, we just men. Of course we could come and say, I was wrong. I was incorrect. But can you show that same humility? Can you in that time come and say, yeah, it's true? Or are you going to still be backbiting? Are you still going to be tailbearing? Are you still going to be slandering your brother, doing everything but doing exactly what the Most High said is good and pleasant, and that's coming together to unite? See, we get together with brothers that we disagree with every day, all the time, have conversations, break bread with them, because at the end of the day, if we don't have what we see in common, the least we can say is praise Yah. That means we can always come back to this conversation. We can always gather. But as soon as you close the book, as soon as you close the book on your brothers and sisters, then how can you say you serving Yahweh? When Yahweh said, how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity? Now, you may think you being strong. You may think you being courageous. But really, all you're doing is hearkening to your heart. And Yahweh put this in his book. Yahweh put this wisdom and this message in his book, in the book of Proverbs, the 16th division. And in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, a man's heart devises his way, but Yahweh directs his steps. Yeah, our hearts are devised in many ways. Man, don't get with them brothers over there, because they just trying to show off. Man, don't talk to that sister. She just trying to be cute. Man, don't do that with them people. They just this, that, and the third. Man, that's a front. That's a facade. See, your heart will tell you, man, don't go to class because they're going to make a lesson about you. And they're going to be talking about you. And it's going to be all about you. That ain't nothing but your heart. Devising your way. But if you let Yahweh direct your steps, then he's going to lead you in the path that's righteous and good. Because Yahweh don't take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yahweh want to see his people united. Yahweh want to see his people gathered together. And if it couldn't be done, then Yahweh couldn't, he wouldn't command it. Yahweh wouldn't say, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, if it couldn't be done. Yahweh wouldn't say, how good and pleasant is it for brothers to dwell together in unity if it couldn't be done. It's not that Yahweh's not causing it to happen. It's because we're getting in our own way by hearkening to our hearts. Because your heart would devise many ways. But Yahweh, he would direct your steps. And how do you know if you hearken into your heart? How do you know if you, when you're not listening to the words of Yah? Well, simply, when we're not doing this, in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. It's a chapter that we're all familiar with. This is something that we can recite almost verbatim. But have you applied this to your heart? Because if we have truly, then we will have unity. And in Proverbs 3 and 5, it says, trust in Yah with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh, and depart from evil. If we follow these simple instructions, we will have unity. And we will see how good and pleasant it is. Because talebearing against your brother, that's evil. Slandering your sisters, that's evil. Talking about each other like a dog, that's evil. But if you trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, you already know we got differences. You already know we see these things together, two different ways. But we're not trying to halt between two opinions. We're trying to come together and debate our cause so that we can be one. This don't have anything to do with I'm trying to look intelligent. I'm trying to put on the front. I'm trying to put on the show. No, this is all for the purpose of dwelling together in unity. Because this is the thing that Yahweh said is good and pleasant. But if we don't hearken to these instructions, then simply, we're not seeking this. Because if we come together, if we gather ourselves as the Most High have commanded us to, what are we going to do? What are we going to do once we come together? Are we going to just sit and have a hug fest and cry? And shed tears, and talk about all the potato chips we ate in the week, all the dances we done this week, how many glasses of water we done consumed this week. No, we got to come together and talk about substance. We have to discuss this in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to read the 20th verse. And it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And we need light. We need vision. We need to see. We need a clear path. Because the path we've been walking has been darkened for far too long. The road that we've been taking has been shelled off for far too long. It's time to seek the light. And if you're trying to seek the light, you're trying to seek the word from Yahweh. And if you're trying to seek the word from Yahweh, then you're going to know that Yahweh say, gather yourselves together. So we don't halt between two opinions. See that testimony, those 430 false idol prophets of this idol, they was gathered against Elijah. And he said, look, do this challenge. And they did it. Because at the end of the day, it's either Yahweh the truth or he's not. And that's what you're going to find out when you come together. Like, look, either Yahweh the truth or he's not. Either Yahweh is telling me the whole truth and nothing but the truth, or it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And the reality is, Yahweh is telling the full truth. Now, can we handle it? Can we bear the truth that Yahweh will bring forth? Well, the vast majority don't. Because look at the judgment that follows after that, verse 20. It says, and they shall pass through it, hardly be stead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their Elohim and look upward. So all it takes is a little bit of adversity. All it takes is a little bit of hunger. All it takes is a little bit of thirst. And now all of a sudden, we're ready to forsake Yahweh. And that's what's taking place today. All it takes is for you losing your job. All it takes is for you losing a child or you losing a parent or you don't like what that brother said to you or you don't like what that teacher taught. You don't like the way that sister looked at you. And now you forsake Yahweh and you start cursing Yah to his face. And that's why it says in verse 22, and they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness. Dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Because if you're not seeking the light of Yah, that's what you got. Perpetual darkness to go before you. And if we're not trying to be unified, that's all we have is perpetual darkness. You see just in a moment's instance how things can change. Just overnight how things can change in an instance. 1 minute, everybody frolicking and being happy. And the next minute, boom, quarantine. And who's laying this to heart? Who's looking at this and saying, man, if any time it's time for y'all's people to be gathered, it's now. If any time it's time for Yahweh's people to be brought together, it's now. But you won't see it if you halting between two opinions. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the third chapter. Because what we got to do is stop backbiting. What we have to do is stop tail-bearing. What we have to do is stop murmuring. What we have to do is stop lifting up our voices to scream to the top of our lungs how wicked each other are. We all fall short. We all have a blame in this. So let us come together and humble ourselves before the Most High. Otherwise, it's going to be a perpetual pointing the fingers. And there's nothing new under the sun. The same way that our people are acting now, the same way that the same things that they were doing, they're doing now. Just like in the beginning times. In the book of Genesis, the third chapter, and this is about Adam and Hawa. These are our fathers, our father and our mother. But when it came time to disobeying the word of Yah, you're going to start seeing the blame game. In Genesis, the third chapter and the eighth verse. And this is after they done ate from the fruit. After the man was commanded not to eat from the tree. After the woman was commanded not to eat from the tree, and the serpent was witness to hear not to eat from the tree, and they ate from the tree. Adam and Hawa ate from the tree, and now you're about to see the judgment of Yahweh in the eighth verse. And it reads, and they heard the voice of Yahweh walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yah amongst the trees of the garden. And Yahweh called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And that's what we tend to do as Israel. We don't let fear precede us. We let fear come behind. So we do the act first and then get fearful. When we was doing it, we weren't scared. Matter of fact, we was bold, man. Y'all just going to have to forgive me for this. I got to eat this wine. I got to lay with this woman. I got to take this stuff. But as soon as Yahweh's judgment start looking what happens. And he said, I heard thy voice. And he said, I was naked. He said, and we hid ourselves. Now, Yahweh know this. And he said, who told you that you was naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, man, the woman you gave to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And then Hawa said, well, look, if the serpent beguiled me, and that's what Israel doing today. It's a blame game. They say, oh, man, no brother's wrong. They teach you wickedly. And then Yahweh judgment is rendered, and you start seeing it come to pass, and be like, man, it was this book I was reading out of. No, it was that class I was going to. It was this, that, and the third. Instead of just taking personal responsibility. Now, in one of these testimonies, they say, Yahweh, we sinned. We broke your word. No matter who we were deceived by, we didn't hearken to your words. And that's how we got to be. And stop playing the blame game. Stop trying to make the abnormal normal. Like, man, it's good we got so many Knessets. It's good that we got this class over here and that class over there. Man, it's good that you teaching this and he teach that. Man, that's good because you get to look at both sides. Well, if it's good and it's pleasant, then how come we not unified? How come we not coming together? If it's so good and if it's so pleasant. Because Yahweh said, how good and how pleasant is it for brothers to dwell together in unity? So if it's so good, then how come we not unified? How come we still halting between two opinions? Because until we learn to stop pointing the finger, until we learn to stop with the blame game, until we learn this, we're going to forever be in the perpetual state of not being unified. And not being unified, all that comes from is pride. It's a bunch of pride. It's a bunch of ego. And it's a bunch of envy. And you may say, well, where do you get this from, that it's envy? Well, turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. And in the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. So these was popular men. These weren't a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys. These was men of great renown. It says, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And they said unto them, man, you take too much upon you, seeing that all the congregations are holy, every one of them, and Yahweh is amongst them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregations of Yah? And that's what they're saying. Man, how you going to sit there and say you a prophet? You a messenger of Yah? Man, you take too much upon yourself teaching every day, studying every day. Man, you doing that too much. I don't got to come to your class. I got a book just like you got a book. I can read just like you can read. How you even become a Moray? I've been in the knowledge longer than you. I know more than you. Do you know where this scripture at? Do you know where that scripture at? And that's all they were doing, was murmuring and tale-bearing. Did Moses get mad? Did Moses throw his staff at him? No, look at what Moses did. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahweh tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be holy. And you take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the Elohim of Israel have separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh and to stand before the congregation to minister unto him. And he have brought you near to him and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and seek you the priesthood also. And this is what Moses said, like, look, you got the priesthood. You got some of the biggest responsibility in the nation of Israel. And you envy in this spot? Like, man, you a servant of Yah. You may open the doors. You may make songs. You may dance. You may come in and paint. You may set up the chairs. Man, you in Yah's house doing work. Why are you envious? Like, man, I want to be a Moray. I want everybody to stand when I come in the room. I want people, man, he taking too much on himself. Look at him. He don't look like he got it. No, he don't. And not even recognizing the position that Yahweh has you in. And that's why we won't come together. Because we don't even realize the position that Yahweh has us in. Even in the oppression. Even in the vexations. Even in the other chaos, Yahweh still blesses a little sanctuary to be in the midst of captivity, where we could come and praise Yahweh together. Where we could come and sing songs unto Yahweh together. Where we could debate our causes together. They have on the news where this president is saying, man, we got to open up these churches because it's considered an essential work. Well, they closed down the churches, but the house of Israel been open. Because we've been through this is the essential work. Because without Yahweh serving witnesses for Yah, how you going to know this is the hand of Yah? How you going to know that this is the finger of Yah? How you going to be a testimony in the earth if you don't have no knowledge of the works of the Most High? We've been knowing this is essential work. Now, what they doing in the churches, they jiving people. What they doing in the mosques, they jiving and hustling people. Because they giving you false idols, false doctrine, and they giving you stuff that cannot bring salvation unto you. But Yahweh's servant going to bring you the word of Yahweh, the testimonies of Yahweh. And that's going to make you feel whole. That's supposed to bring you together. That's supposed to make you stand up and be that whole house that Yahweh said that we are, the whole house of Israel. So don't be envious. Don't be just desiring other positions. That's why people don't want to come together. Like, man, if I keep coming to this class, they may make me a teacher. They may make me a reader. If I come over there, I start from scratch. Man, fool, promotion don't come from man. Promotion comes from Yahweh. So whatever differences you have, whatever opinion that you may have, man, put that to the side and do as Yahweh have commanded, and let us come together, because Yahweh said that this unity is good and pleasant. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. And in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. In Daniel 9:7, it reads, O Yahweh, righteousness belongs unto you, but unto us, confusion of faces. As at this day, to the men of Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near, and they that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against you. O Yahweh, to us belong confusion of face, and to our kings, and to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. That's why we have confusion of face. That's why you look so confused. Well, you said, how can you say it's 30 days in a month? How can you say a day begins in the morning? Hold on. How can you say we can keep the laws in captivity? But how can you say we can keep the Sabbath in captivity? Well, the only reason why you got confusion of faith is because you turned your ear from hearing the words of Yahweh. For if you heard the words of Yahweh, and you do as Yahweh hath commanded, and come together as Yahweh has instructed, then you will see that this is good and pleasant. But as long as we're not, the confusion of faces belong unto us. And we got to shake this off. Because it don't matter how much we say this, how much we teach this, how much we show this example, we have to break down the pride of our hearts. We have to bring ourselves low before the Most High. Otherwise, it's going to create something that is a destroyer. And it, what it will create is this. In the book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter, I'm going to read the fourth verse. And it reads, wrath is cruel, and anger is just outrageous. That's how you know. Sometimes I could be having a conversation with somebody, and they say, man, why are you so angry? Why are you getting angry when we talk? I'm like, no, I'm not angry. I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. I got a loud voice. Yahweh say, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. That's how I get. And the same way I'm laughing, the same way that I'm raising my voice, we can be laughing together. Because that's what Yahweh commissioned us to do. But you know if you're dealing with somebody angry, because they just get outrageous. It's just outrageous. Oh, so you telling me, okay, so if it's 30 days in a month, so that means it's got to be 30 months in a year too. Like, what? But like, man, you're just talking outrageous. Now you're just talking ridiculous. You're not even trying to seek understanding. You're not even trying to seek knowledge. You're not even trying to seek wisdom. Your mind is so blown that now you done got angry, and now you're just speaking outrageously. But you got to control this. Because for the greater good, it's for us to come together, not stay divided. For us to be assembled, not dissembled. This is what's commissioned of us. And we have to do this. But because we refuse to do this, because we refuse to hearken to this, this is why Yahweh has a controversy with his people to this very day. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. And then the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. For Yahweh have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And why does he have a controversy? Because there is no truth, nor is it mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. But it's swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, and they break out and blood touch blood. Because if you're not getting together to talk about these laws, statutes, and commandments, if we're not coming together to see how good we can keep these laws, how strong we can be with our Elohim, then all the land is going to fall to is blood touching blood. And don't we have enough blood shed out in these streets today? Don't we have enough backbiting today? Don't we have enough lies? Don't we have enough killings? Isn't there enough stealing, enough committing adultery that's taking place in the world today? And there's plenty of it. But who going to stand and be for truth? Who going to stand and do those things that's lawful and right in the eyes of the Most High? And let me let you know a secret that you may not be abreast to, because you may just been enlightened to this. You may just have come into this knowledge. The vast majority of the people in this chaotic state, in this dark state, in this state of uncertainty, they like it. And they prefer it that way. And it's not because I say it, but because Yahweh says it. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. And in Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, and the 30th, I'm going to start at the 30th verse. It says, a wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets, they prophesy falsely, and the priests, they bear rule by their own means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Everybody is so satisfied and content that this class talks against that class. This class teaches against that class. This man stands against this man. That woman stands against that woman. They so content. But have you considered the end they're in? Are you considering we in the end times? Are you considering that Yahweh's wrath is coming upon the earth? Just like what Yahweh did with Korah and his company. Just like Yahweh did and is going to do now. Yahweh's coming back with his fire. It's something in fire in Yahweh's judgment. It's going to purge. It's going to refine. It's going to get that dross off of us. And you don't want to have to go through this alone. You don't want to have to walk through this fire alone. You're going to want to be with your people, because you're going to need to be strengthened. You're going to need to be encouraged. Because if you do it on your own, you may not endure. You may not be strong enough to endure. But together, we can be something that's good and pleasant. And maybe the Most High will command his blessing upon his people. Because at the end of the day, being disassembled is not going to be the thing that's going to bring salvation. Being separated is not going to be the thing that brings peace to our people. It's coming together and hearkening to the words of Yahweh. The last scripture in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. In Isaiah 42 and 16, it reads, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. So as much as you think you know, Yahweh still calling you blind. And Yahweh say he going to bring you in a way that you knew not. And he says, I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. And if you want this done unto you, if you want to see this light out of the darkness, if you want to see this straight path out of crookedness, then the thing that we have to do is come together and be together and be good and pleasant in the sight of our Elohim. Because that is how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So it can be that Yahweh will command his blessings of life upon his people. That you can stay in your quarters. You can stay in your homes. You can stay in your gates. And you can be amongst whatever congregation you say you feel entertained by. But if you seeking Yah, and you seeking in salvation, the first thing you need to be looking for is the thing that Yahweh called good and pleasant. That's unity. And the only way we're going to be unified is by seeking the word of Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the only one that's going to bring light from darkness. Yahweh is the only one that's going to make the crooked things straight. And Yahweh is the only one that's going to bring the blind in a way that they do not. So let us seek Yahweh and let us be unified. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you and so do we. Shalom.
Praise Yah.